Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mother Hunger, How Adult Daughters Can Understand and Heal from Lost Nurturance, Protection, and Guidance is a nonfiction self-help and trauma-informed psychology book by Kelly McDaniel. It focuses on the emotional consequences of growing up without enough maternal nurturance, protection, and guidance, especially for daughters who carry that deficit into adult relationships, self-image, and patterns of care-seeking. McDaniel presents mother hunger as a specific attachment wound rather than a vague feeling of neediness, giving readers a framework for understanding why some women struggle with shame, compulsive approval seeking, unstable relationships, food issues, or difficulties with intimacy. The book is designed for adult daughters who want language for their experience, but it also speaks to therapists and helpers working with relational trauma. Its purpose is both diagnostic and restorative, to explain how early maternal deprivation shapes adult functioning and to offer a path toward healing through awareness, self-compassion, and therapeutic change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mother hunger as a framework for missing maternal nurturance, protection, and guidance. The book's central contribution is the naming of mother hunger as a developmental injury that results when a daughter does not receive enough nurturance, protection, or guidance from her mother or primary maternal figure. McDaniel treats these needs as foundational rather than optional, which matters because it reframes later emotional pain as a response to unmet early requirements, not simply a personal flaw. This framework helps readers distinguish ordinary dependence or longing from a deeper attachment deficit that shapes identity and relationships. The three needs also give the book structure. Nurturance relates to comfort and affection, protection to safety and reliable caregiving, and guidance to support in navigating life. By breaking the concept into these components, McDaniel makes the wound easier to recognize and name. That naming function is important clinically because many people know they feel chronically empty or unseen but lack a vocabulary for why. The book argues that clarity itself is part of healing because a defined wound can be addressed more directly than diffuse shame. Secondly, how early attachment injury shapes self-worth, intimacy, and emotional regulation. McDaniel links mother hunger to adult patterns that often appear disconnected from childhood, such as low self-esteem, difficulty trusting others, emotional instability, and a persistent sense of unworthiness. Her argument is that a daughter internalizes the quality of early caregiving, so inadequate maternal attunement can become a template for how she expects to be treated and how she treats herself. This is why the book does not treat the problem as merely relational in the present. It treats present struggles as the later expression of an early attachment injury. The emotional consequences are broad because maternal care influences both self-structure and relational expectations. If a child grows up without consistent comfort or protection, she may learn to scan for abandonment, overadapt to others, or doubt her own needs. The book also emphasizes emotional regulation, suggesting that maternal deprivation can leave a person with fewer internal resources for soothing distress. That connection between early care and adult regulation gives the book its psychological depth and explains why healing must address more than behavior alone. Thirdly, addiction-like coping patterns, overeating, and the search for substitute love. One of the book's most practical insights is its explanation of how mother hunger can surface as compulsive or self-defeating coping behavior. McDaniel discusses patterns such as overeating, starvation, unstable love-seeking, and sex or relationship compulsions as possible substitutes for the missing maternal nourishment. The important point is not that these behaviors are identical, but that they can function as attempts to fill an emotional void that began long before adulthood. This approach is useful because it avoids moralizing the behavior and instead asks what pain it is trying to regulate. The book also challenges the common assumption that intense longing is simply a craving for romance. In McDaniel's model, the deeper hunger is often for the original experience of being nurtured, protected, and guided. That distinction matters because it helps explain why some people keep repeating the same painful patterns even when they know those patterns are harmful. The behavior persists because it serves as an imperfect survival strategy. By interpreting compulsions as adaptation rather than failure, the book creates a more accurate and less shaming path toward change. Fourthly, attachment theory and somatic, trauma-informed pathways to healing. The book is not only interpretive, it is also therapeutic in orientation. McDaniel draws on attachment theory and trauma-informed psychotherapy, including somatic approaches, to show that healing mother hunger requires more than insight alone. This matters because attachment wounds are stored not just as stories about the past, but as lived expectations in the body, nervous system, and relationship patterns. The emphasis on somatic work reflects the idea that emotional deprivation can produce bodily anxiety, chronic tension, and a persistent sense of unsafety that do not resolve through intellectual understanding alone. The book, therefore, treats healing as a process of building new internal and relational experiences that counter the old pattern. Naming the wound is the first step, but the book also points towards self-compassion, new coping strategies, and healthier relational choices. Its therapeutic value lies in translating a deeply personal pain into a treatable pattern. That makes the book especially useful for readers who have already tried to think their way out of distress and need a more embodied, relational model of recovery. Lastly, intergenerational transmission and the limit of blame-based narratives. A notable strength of the book is that it addresses maternal deprivation without reducing the mother to a simple villain. McDaniel acknowledges that mothers may themselves have been wounded, unsupported, or unable to give what they did not receive. This creates a more nuanced account of intergenerational transmission, where deficits in nurturance, protection, and guidance can pass from one generation to the next. That perspective is important because it reduces the dead end of blame and allows readers to understand family pain as systemic and historically shaped. At the same time, the book does not excuse harm or minimize its effects. Instead, it explains how relational injury can be inherited through patterns of caregiving, emotional availability, and cultural expectations. This balance between accountability and compassion is one of the book's defining features. It helps readers grieve what they did not get while also making room for complex family reality. In practical terms, this approach encourages healing that is both personal and relational, since understanding the mother-daughter pattern may change how a reader relates to herself, her children, and the women in her family line. In conclusion, Mother Hunger will be most valuable for adult daughters who sense that something in their emotional life feels chronically unfinished, especially if they recognize recurring patterns of shame, over-attachment, compulsive caretaking, food struggles, or difficulty trusting intimacy. It is also a strong fit for therapists, counselors, and trauma-informed readers who want a clearer language for maternal deprivation and its adult consequences. The book's main benefit is that it turns a diffuse experience into a coherent psychological model, which can reduce confusion and self-blame. Readers gain a way to connect present behavior with early attachment injuries and to see those behaviors as meaningful adaptations rather than character defects. What makes the book stand out in its category is its specific focus on daughters and on the combined loss of nurturance, protection, and guidance. Many books discuss attachment trauma in broad terms, but McDaniel offers a focused framework that is both clinically grounded and easy to apply to lived experience. Its tone is compassionate without becoming vague, and its value lies in giving readers both explanation and a starting point for repair. If you would like to support Kelly McDaniel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.